This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The U.S. economy grew by 0.7% during the second quarter of this year. At least that's what the Commerce Department said earlier in the summer. Tomorrow, the department will issue revised numbers. They are expected to show that growth was slower than previously thought, perhaps even that the economy contracted. And that would be a big deal. A negative number would officially bring an end to the country's 8.5-year-long economic expansion. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Last February, the Economic Cycle Research Institute, a New York forecasting firm, issued a report saying the economy was probably headed for a recession. The report attracted some attention. Recessions are traditionally defined as two or more quarters of negative economic growth, and the U.S. economy was still expanding slightly. But the Institute has stuck to its prediction, and in May it announced that the recession had actually begun. Managing Director Lakshman Ashathan says the firm based its prediction on two things. First, unemployment has risen from 3.9% last fall to 4.5% today.
Now, you have never had a rise in the unemployment rate greater than 0.4% without a recession. That's a fact. That's not a forecast.
In addition, Ashathan says industrial production has fallen for 10 straight months. All you have to do to find out how serious the problem is, he says, is talk to people in business. Scott Kumar, for instance, is president of Alpha Products, a small machine shop outside of Chicago.
I would say we're down 20% for the year so far. We're, you know, starting to see a few signs of a comeback, but nothing dramatic. I'm just taking a hit and hoping for better times ahead.
Today, not everyone believes a recession is underway, but the idea isn't as unlikely as it once seemed. Not long ago, many economists were predicting that growth would bounce back by the second half of this year. Now, after a long string of disappointing corporate earnings reports, soaring layoffs, and a weak stock market, they're not so sure. Ian Shepherdson is chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics. Although consumer spending has fallen since its peak in the late 90s, he says, it's still strong enough to keep the economy going.
Consumers are not very happy to see unemployment rising, but now, as in the past, that's not stopping them spending. People who are looking forward, looking at lower interest rates, looking at tax rebates, looking at the still very strong housing market, are in the majority, and they seem still to be reasonably happy to keep spending.
In addition, Shepherdson says companies are now getting rid of surplus inventories at a slower rate, a sign production isn't falling as fast as it once was.
If you put that all together, you get a recipe for slow growth, but nonetheless growth. You don't get a recipe for a continued downturn or even a contraction in the economy. I think it means that people who believe that the 4% plus growth rates that we saw in the late 90s and in 2000 were normal are in for some real disappointment. But I certainly think that if we could get growth back to 2 to 3%, that would really be quite something to be quite pleased about.
But Lakshman Ashathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute is more pessimistic. It's true that consumers are still spending, he says, but this slowdown has been driven by a sharp drop in business capital spending, and there's no sign that's recovered any. Factory orders and commodity prices are down, and so are stock prices, which usually rise when a recovery is near. The longer this slowdown lasts, the more people will be laid off, and consumer spending will inevitably suffer as well. And Ashathan says there's another big problem facing the economy.
At the same time that the U.S. is faced with these recessionary conditions, so is Japan, and so is Germany. This is the first time that that has happened in the last 25 years. There's no locomotive of demand to help offset the weakness at home.
But economists agree there is at least one bright spot. The recession of the early 1980s occurred when inflation was high, which limited the Federal Reserve's ability to lower interest rates. But price pressure is virtually non-existent right now, and energy prices have actually fallen in recent months. Fed policymakers have responded by cutting rates 7 times this year, which should eventually help set the stage for a recovery. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.